I'd like now to introduce Raphael Wiseman. He is the president of the organization Healing the Scars, which is presenting the event Live as One, Occupy the Heart. It's a full-day festival on 11-11-11, November 11th, 2011. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what's the idea behind the event?
The event is a global celebration of oneness, and the intention of the event is to bring together the hearts of millions and millions of people around the world in that space of the heart, connect them through what we call the threads of the heart, and then bless water as we do that, and let the water carry that blessing and that the vibration of the oneness, so that water, because it has the ability to hold memory and to carry intent, can then spread that. We're all mostly water. We breathe in water vapor, we breathe it out, the atmosphere recycles that and spread it around the world. And if you put one drop of blessed water into an ocean or a body of water, the vibration and the intent and the prayer and the blessing will actually go into that water. So the purpose of the event, in a sense, is to bring together so much consciousness in a place of wholeness and oneness that it shifts the consciousness on the planet, so we can move towards a more benign world, towards peace, towards recognition and dignity for everyone.
So when you say this is going on worldwide, your organization is working with lots of other organizations?
We are sending links around the world to all the other organizations that are organizing events on that day. 11-11-11 is kind of like I hate to use the word portal because it's very new age, but in a sense there's something going on the planet that's recognized by everyone as something special. And it's happened in association with the movement of democracy around the planet, the Occupy movement. So we're all interconnected, and that's the point. Because of our interconnectedness, we have that, and because people are now stepping forward and saying no more, we want to have a world that is benign, that you know is going to take care of people who are overlooked, who don't have a voice. And we want to be able to change the vibration on the planet to move towards solutions and towards equity, towards freedom, and towards a dignity for all, so everyone can have a place and our interconnectedness with the rest of life. So it's not just about humans.
Yeah.
Because we're all, you know, we go down or we rise up together.
And so it's in Santa Fe at the Farmers Market and the Rail Yard Plaza, and there is a water blessing ceremony at, ladies and gentlemen, you guessed it, 11-11 in the morning.
Right.
And then there's art, music, and dance, and all kinds of things happening all day. How did you put it together? Did you sort of put the word out and people showed up?
I've been working on the vision for this for many years, and specifically for the last year and a half or so. I had a team that all came together, and we actually changed the name to Live as One from something else. And it then went dormant for a while, and it felt like nothing was going to come together until all the ingredients were there so we could bake the pie. And that just only happened when I finally got to move here around September, and then started meeting and connecting. And when I made the commitment to put my own money down to rent the building at the farmer's market building was available on that day. And then, you know, I was vacillating and going through all my doubts and things. But as soon as I decided I have to commit, and I put down the deposit on the building, and then people started to show up. And the group of people that has blended together to create this event is mind-boggling. Amazing resources.
So there's lots of activities all day. There's dance and music. There's a lot of stuff for children, which is very sweet. It goes on from 10 in the morning until probably midnight. Is that right?
That is right, yes. We're going to end with another water blessing and heart thread session, 11:11 p.m. And then we're going to dance till midnight. There'll be the whole thing is to celebrate. The idea is to celebrate, join together people of all different varieties, just to come together and have fun. And there's a movie called Thrive, which is premiering on that day around the world.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's been a snippet on the website that you can look at. But essentially, it's a two-hour movie that is going to be quite spectacular. And we're going to see the movie. I think we'll have a full hall for that.
So all of this is Friday, 11-11-11. Rafael Wiseman is the president of Healing the Scars. Now, I have to ask you, are you going to do something on 12-12-12?
I think something's going to show up, and I have no idea. This is all like being orchestrated beyond, you know, human endeavor in a way. There's so much angelic help. All the creatures want this to happen. So, you know, we're bridging many worlds, and that's the idea, is to bring everything together so oneness can be experienced rather than just talked about.
How can people find out more about the event?
Okay, there's a website called www.liveasone, all one word, -11-11-11.com, and then /Santa-Fay. That will get you to that page. We're on Facebook as Live As One.
Okay.
And there's also a Facebook event.
Okay, so people can check all that out.
All of that is constantly being updated.
Excellent.
And my phone number is 505-989-3283 is a landline. And my cell is 575-770-1228.
Thank you so much, Rafael Wiseman, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
And thank you for having me.